to any other one.
Do you know any other names for those? You ever heard them called drafts?
No.
All right, and you said, what did you call them?
Shapes.
Okay. What do you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
Rim.
All right. Have you ever heard of a felly?
Mm-mm.
Okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Single tree.
Okay. Now, if you have two horses and each one has a single tree, what do you call the thing that both of those are hitched to?
Double tree.
Okay. All right, if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he's doing what?
Hauling.
Okay. Now then, supposing there was a log lying across the road and you couldn't get by it without moving it, you'd say, I tied a rope to it and...
Drug.
Okay. Then you might say, there have been so many logs that we have...
Now, what was that?
Well, I want you to use the same word, if you would use it. Seems like every day we have to drag a log of wood. You might say, there have been so many that we have... Well, that doesn't matter.
I don't kind of get what you mean.
Okay. Well, would you say we have drug a million of them?
Oh, yeah. I see now what you're talking about.
Okay. I'm just trying to get that word in different
sentences. Oh, I see.
Okay. What do you call the thing you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
All right. What are some different kinds of plows?
Well, you got your turning plow.
Now, describe it to me.
That's for one plow that's on the right-hand side. It's got a wing comes out to it to throw your dirt to turn it.
Mm.
That's the first one you use. All right, then you've got a sweep, which is a big one that comes back with a wing on each side, and it has a little narrow one that fits down at the front. In other words, that's the last one you use to lay your crop by with. And that, I forget what they used to call that little one. Oh, they call, most people back in there call it a bull tongue.
And that was a little wing?
Yeah, it was about 4 to 6 inches wide and about 8 to 10 inches long. And that went in the center, and then you sweep on the side, all fastened on with a heel, what they call a heel bolt. One bolt fastened to both on that. That went to the foot of your plow.
I see. Did you have a special kind of plow that you used on a hill?
No, all the plows are used everywhere.
Okay. All right, what do you call... There's something that you can use to break up the ground even finer after you've plowed.
A harrow.
Okay, now what different kinds of harrows are there?
Well, there's a spring tooth harrow that you hit your horse to, and it's... The teeth are made in this shape. They hung onto a frame like that, and you'd have about six or eight on the cross that C, and of course the handles come back this way, and you'd hold that down, you'd hook a horse to that, and you'd go all over. Then they had the one that two horses pull that had the big round blades on there, and there'd be a gang of them on each side, and then sometimes you see if the ground was kind of rough and had a lot of big clods in it. You know what a clod is, don't you?
It's a big thing of dirt.
Yeah. A farmer would, maybe he'd put him some weights on each side of it. A big rock, or get somebody up and put a big rock on each side of that to mash that thing down to where it would, the deeper it goes, the better it would be.
I see.
You could set them. You could set them where they would cut at different angles, see?
The two horses, you mean?
Yeah, the two horses.
And, okay, what kind of harrow was that? Did that have a name?
That was, well, I believe most of them back then was called that a cultivator.